Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra, the first one. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And you probably already know that because you came here, let's hope, from the Batgirl episode that you just listened to. And if you didn't come here from the Batgirl episode, well, we're going to be talking about Batgirl, so...
Welcome anyway. Batgirl's awesome.
There you go. So in this extra part of Geek History Lesson, the first one, there's no rules. We don't know what we're doing here.
You got really quirky. There's no rules.
There's no rules, Fenz. There's no rules for us on this podcast. Mrs. Spock.
Pew, pew.
Ashley, what are we talking about today?
Batgirl, Barbara Gordon, Oracle,
but what
red-headed
DC. What specifically do we want to talk about in the extra, I guess?
Was
the more specific question that I should have asked instead of being a boob.
I'm sorry. I'm just like all of the cool Barbara Gordon things, obviously. Yeah. So I wanted to bring it back to me because...
You say that again? What?
I said I wanted to bring it back to me.
Oh, back to you. Okay. I thought you said heck-a-tap to you.
And
I
was like, exactly.
Heck-a-tap to you.
It's a Canadian euphemism.
Okay.
That means moose. And
heck-a-tap?
Now you know.
Okay. All right.
It means bat?
Okay, cool.
Question mark. Mm-hmm. So if you know me and if you know my origins with bat characters, I tend to meet them in Batman the Animated Series. And that's where I met Barbara Gordon, Batgirl. And Barbara Gordon Batgirl doesn't appear in much of the animated series.
Nope.
But I was wondering, since you watched it, and you probably watched it before I did, because we got it in Canada in like 96? After it had all aired in the States.
I didn't get to watch it all, though, because I didn't have Fox.
Saw some of it.
I saw an episode here and there. I didn't actually get to watch all of them until the DVDs.
Interesting.
And when I was in college. So I had seen an episode here and there. I had seen Mask of the Phantasm multiple times because I had that as a video. I could watch that over and over.
Oh, wow.
But because there was no Fox affiliate where I grew up, I could not watch it on Saturday mornings. I could see it when I went over to friends' houses.
Because I feel like I saw the same 20 episodes over and over. They were from all the different seasons.
Uh-huh.
But it's like any cartoon show, you know, when you watch kind of in syndication like that, it's the same like chunk of episodes.
Yeah, you feel like you see the same ones over and over and over.
And then you buy them or you watch them, you know, on a streaming service now and you're like, wow, there's like 90 episodes and I've only seen 5 of them. What the heck? So I wanted to know if you could remember what the first TAS episode is that you saw Barbara in.
I don't know.
Well,
I could tell you what my favorite is.
Sure, great. That's a good one. What's your favorite?
I don't know what the first one was.
Well, I'm just wondering because I remember the first one that I saw because it's an episode that I don't like.
Then why don't you start then?
So I tried to find the name and I couldn't find the name. And I didn't want to turn the TV on and cut through and skip through all the episodes. There is an episode where Barbara Gordon and Dick Grayson go out on a date.
Ooh.
And then and it gets really sexy.
Oh, by the way, we should really quick say that sorry to interrupt you, but I remembered in the podcast, remember we said that we were going to read Superman 268, which was the date issue between Clark Kent and Batgirl. We looked on Comixology.
Doesn't have it.
It's not there. So that's the reason why we're not writing it.
Someone send it to us and we'll read it.
Totally. Now go.
So,
now back to regular scheduled. Geek History Lesson Extra.
Right. So at this point in the show, like Barbara Gordon is Batgirl, Dick Grayson is Robin. He's about to get done being Robin.
He's about to get done being Robin.
Yep. they're on a date. I want to say it's prom, but I think that's probably incorrect.
No, it was Dick's graduation.
Oh, there you go. That's like prom. Because in the
end, that's like prom.
I didn't go to my graduation or my prom, so.
Well, that explains why you think they're the same thing.
Yeah. In Canada, they kind of are.
They're quite different.
Sure. And so they're on this date, and they both get called on their little like watchy watchies to go pal around with Batman, and they're both like, sorry, I've gotta go to the bathroom. Bye forever.
Because, did they say with that many pauses?
Yes, okay. It's very dramatic. It's a cartoon. And they don't know that the other person is a Bat family member. And then they figure it out. And then Robin has a lot of feelings about it. And he punches Batman. And I remember watching
That's not why he punches Batman in the face, but still.
No, but that happens in the episode.
Yep.
I'm telling it from my 5-year-old collection.
Got it. Sorry,
and I remember watching it as a kid and being like, this is stupid. Uh-huh. And I've seen it as an adult. And I still think that episode's stupid.
I love that episode.
I know. I just don't believe that detectives of that caliber would not have figured it out.
Well, see, here's the thing. I'm not certain that that happens in that episode. I think we're remembering it wrong because I swear to, like...
Am I mixing it up with Robin's Reckoning?
Robin's Reckoning has nothing to do with Batgirl.
No, but it's got lots of Robin feelings in it.
Robin's Reckoning is all about like Dick Grayson's origin. I don't know. It just, because what you're saying doesn't seem right to me, and I could be completely wrong. And I'm literally scrolling through the damn list, trying to find something as I'm reading on my phone. It's totally not working because I can't read the whole plot.
I know.
But anyways, you think that's stupid. If that's in that episode, I don't know. It could be not. I don't think it is. I could be wrong.
But I know they both get like really, really mad about it. And mm-hmm. I remember being like super disappointed in it and being like, I don't know about Batgirl.
I think she knows that he's Robin.
Oh, she does. That's
and
right.
And he doesn't know that she's Batgirl.
And he's mad that she didn't tell him.
Well, yeah, he's mad that she didn't tell him. And he's also mad at Bruce because Bruce told his identity to Barbara.
That's right. And so, yes, that's what happens in that episode.
That's what he's
mad
about.
It's a dumb episode. But then the next episode.
It's an amazing episode.
The next episode that I saw with Batgirl in it is called Batgirl Returns, because Batgirl appears in a two-parter. Mm-hmm. That's her first appearance.
Shadow of the Bat.
Shadow of the Bat, part
one
and two.
That's one of my favorite Batman the Animated Series episodes ever.
They're great. Where she comes and asks Batman to come and support her father. And in Batgirl Returns, she literally just kind of shows up to team up with Catwoman, who's kind of the only other maybe good girl mm-hmm. on the show, and then like Robin chases them around, and that is a really dumb episode. It's one of the standalone ones where you're like, oh, this is definitely a kid's show.
Yep.
But I felt like Batgirl had more utility in that episode. Mm-hmm. So that's the one where I really clicked into her as a character and I really started to enjoy it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Shadow of the Bat is my favorite Batgirl episode of Batman the Animated Series, primarily I think because it has one of the best musical motifs by Shirley Walker mm-hmm. in the animated series, because the Batgirl theme in that series, which they don't use when they rebranded in the fourth season, and it became like the New Adventures of Batman and Superman.
Oh, you're right.
And the fourth season, it was like Batgirl and Tim Drake were the constant sidekicks.
Uh-huh.
The show wasn't as good, but
shut your mouth about Tim Drake not being as good.
It wasn't as good. And they lost Batgirl's theme, but in that first episode, they played it a lot. And it's that one, it's that dun da 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 da. You know,
that's in that whole, like, you can get the collected suite online and they play that.
I have that whole soundtrack. Oh, yeah, I do. The Gotham City Overture is 20 minutes long. It's amazing. It's every theme, it's every character theme.
I know. And when you get into the Joker stuff and it's all that pseudo clown nonsense, it gets a little bit scary.
Bam.
Yeah, I hate it, and it creeps me out. Like, my childhood, like, fear of that character comes creeping back in.
Of the Joker?
Yeah.
You were afraid of Mark Hamill's the Joker?
I was, when I was a kid, yeah.
He's quite...
I thought he was...
He's actually scary.
I thought Two-Face was very scary, too, but that's more of the visual.
I don't like the animated series Two-Face.
I don't either, but it did what it was supposed to do when I was six, mm-hmm. so...
I think I like the episodes... I like his first episode because, like, when you see him as Harvey, and in the animated series, they do a really good job of making him and Bruce close friends.
Yeah.
Because Harvey appears in an earlier, the first
he
Poison.
He does.
Because Poison Ivy was his fiance in the animated series.
Pamela Isley.
Yeah. And so you get to see him there. And I think you've seen him in another episode. And then you see him in the Two-Face two-parter.
Yeah. As opposed to, like, in some comics where they tell that story, you'll see them together, like, for two panels. And then it's like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I like the idea that they, like, really tried to make them friends. And they seem like they were best friends. Like, that Two-Face two-parter, like, Batman seriously seems like he's trying to save Two-Face, and that's why I like Two-Face is my favorite Batman villain outside of the Joker, mm-hmm. if you play on that relationship.
Yes. Otherwise, he's just kind of another crazy guy.
He's just, he's a Joker knockoff. But if you make him as like, oh, he was Bruce's...
Protégé?
Best friend.
Yeah.
He was one of Bruce's best friends, and he was one of Batman's closest allies for mm-hmm. year one. That's what you do. So, like, he's a good friend to Batman, he's a good friend to Bruce, and so, like, he's totally tormented. And I think that Batman would always treat him differently than any of the other villains. Like, that's the one...
He would let him get away with stuff.
Yes, that's the one that he would always give a second chance to, because he would be like, come on, Harvey.
And that's the one that Nightwing would not stand for that. He'd be like, no, he's a bad guy. You can't give him this slack.
Well, also because Two-Face is the first villain that Robin ever faces.
Yes, that is
Dick Grayson Robin.
Yes.
That's why there's this interesting Nightwing-Two-Face mm-hmm. rivalry. It's because, like... totally accidentally Robin Year One, Two-Face like screws up Robin's first mission.
Yeah, and, in a big way.
Yeah, yeah. And so Robin basically quits and then comes back to it. But like, yeah, it's interesting because, yeah, Batman would be like, oh, Harvey, I could save you. And Robin would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's an extra. We can cuss on this. It's okay.
You told me before we started not to.
I know. That's what you get with extra. You get extra words.
Extra curse words.
Anything else you want to talk about in the extra?
I want to know because I think people know this about us from listening to our geeky shows. Do you collect action figures?
Do I?
Well, I think you accidentally collect. You have action figures.
Yeah, I just buy things. I see them and I'm just like, ah, damn it, I gotta buy that.
I mean, you're not like overrun by them.
I'm getting pretty close.
Do you have any Batgirl action figures?
No, I don't have a single one.
Jason Inman.
Here's the thing. I've never been a huge Batgirl fan, ever.
Jason Inman.
In any incarnation of Batgirl. Mm-hmm. The closest one is Cassandra.
Yeah.
Cassandra's the one I like the most. I think because her costume design is really cool.
It's amazing.
It's very simple, yet it's really cool. I've never been a huge Batgirl Barbara Gordon fan. I just don't think there are that many good stories with her, as we learned in the Geekiest Lesson.
There aren't, yeah.
Batgirl Year One is the best one I've ever read. To be honest with you, I always wanted that. They did a Birds of Prey 3-pack where it was like Huntress, Black Canary, and Oracle.
Yes.
And I always really wanted that because it's the only Oracle action figure they've ever made.
Mm-hmm. I think it's quite expensive now.
It is because it's so out of print. It's ridiculous. Yeah. But no, I don't own any Batgirl action figures at all. Not a singular one. Do you own one?
I own many.
I own a Power Girl action figure. How about that?
You own a Huntress action figure,
and
too.
A Huntress action figure. How about that?
You have Huntress and a Batgirl.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to Huntress fans.
Yeah, I know.
She's not my jam. I have, I think, 8.
I have a big Barda action figure. That should be bonus points.
I have a Blue Beetle action figure. I think I have 8 Barbara Gordons, and I have 1.
Are you counting action figures or statues?
Statues aren't action figures, Ashley.
Okay, I have the Adorbs one. I have the...
What does that mean? What's the Adorbs?
It's like a Funko action figure called...
Oh, it's the line.
I have that one. I have the Funko Mopies one, the plushy one. I have the animated series one. I have this... I have the Batman one.
You have a Cassandra Cain one, right?
I have a Cassandra Cain. I have Cassandra Cain's first appearance, mm-hmm. but she doesn't count. I thought I had more than that. Maybe that's it. And then I have 2 statues.
Yay.
So I have 6 if you count the statues.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I really like Batgirl. And now that Barbara Gordon is Batgirl again, we're getting more Batgirl merch.
Yep.
Oh, Lies and Slander. I have that other. I have the Greg Capullo Batgirl as well. So I actually have 7.
Oh, yeah. With this, the new 52 overcomplicated design costume.
But it really works on that action figure. And
it works in Greg Capullo style.
Yes. But the only problem with it is that they gave her high-heeled boots. So she... She's not top heavy, yeah, but she's got the really beautiful, like, long, flowing red hair, and that makes her heavy, and so she doesn't stand very well. Whereas, like, your Power Girl action figure doesn't stand well because she's got big boobies.
Because she's got big boobs. She's even got though power boobs.
She does, even though she doesn't have heels, but she'll still, like, ruck forward. Or, like, uh-huh. I have the new 52 Red Robin, mm-hmm. and his wings will make him fall back.
Oh, because the wings are so much?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I like to line him up next to Barbara, and they can kind of hold each other up. But they
just like Arkham Knight.
Sure.
I don't know. Have you heard about Arkham Knight?
No.
Okay, in Arkham Knight...
I know who the Arkham Knight is.
Well, don't say it in case people are playing the game, because I haven't played it yet. Well, I played it for like 10 minutes for DC, but that's it. I haven't owned it myself. But in Arkham Knight, Tim Drake and Barbara Gordon are together.
Oh, I did know that. I think it's icky.
And they're getting married.
I think it's so icky.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, right?
I know we've discussed this before off mic. I think I really respect the fact that those video games are building their own continuity.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely subscribe to the idea that Barbara Gordon is older than Dick Grayson and that Tim Drake is like a good chunk of change younger than them, like maybe 4 or 5 years.
In that video game, Tim Drake is way older.
I know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But for like me and my headcanon, I can't get past that into that world to not like, you told me that and I was like, ew, that's gross.
Yeah, it's
Why?
Weird.
Why? Ooh, is she like 30 and he's like 25?
No, no. He's like
32.
But again, Batman's like near 50.
You know, apparently. Yeah. But again, I have a lot of respect for the fact that they're doing something. Is she good in the game? Did you get to play her?
I got to talk to her. Like, I played the first level to where you go to her watchtower.
Because I know when the Batgirl, clock tower, the Batgirl like skin came out, mm-hmm. everyone was really excited about it.
I haven't played that. Okay. I haven't played that one. But I've talked to her. She's in the other Arkham games. She's your informant. Like, she talks to you over the radio and gives you hints.
Is
and
she
stuff
Oracle?
Like that. Yeah, she's Oracle. She's Oracle.
Oh, that's cool.
And then in Arkham Origins, you meet her as a little girl, as like a teenager.
Oh, yeah. Because
Arkham Origins is the prequel, mm-hmm. and it's like Batman's first night or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Jim Gordon hates you, and you save teenager Barbara Gordon, and it sort of inspires her.
Oh, I think maybe I knew that. Mm-hmm. If anyone doesn't know, I mean, I don't. But, I'm not a good video gamer.
But the Arkham games like are so far out in their own continuity. Like, yeah. They're doing their own thing. But those games are like still the best Batman games ever, because before then it was these really crappy, just like punch, jump, punch again. Not that great. Punch.
Well, I would hazard that only in the last 10 years have the, with maybe some exceptions, have the superhero games really stepped up.
Uh huh.
Because, I mean, a lot of tie-in games are usually crummy, but, like, the James Bond games were pretty consistently good.
Yeah, that's arguable. The only good one, there's...
Well, everyone loves GoldenEye.
There's GoldenEye, and then I like From Russia with Love, mm-hmm. which is that Sean Connery one that they made. There also is another one that they made. They made like a fake Pierce Brosnan one.
I can't remember.
And it was like Tomorrow is Yesterday or something like that. That one was fun, too, because they got Pierce Brosnan to voice it.
Tomorrow is Yesterday's a Star Trek.
Or something. It's something tomorrow.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They basically like made their own. They cast a villain and they cast a James Bond.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was a movie, except it was a video game. That one's kind of fun too. The rest of them, like, not that. Like the Quantum of Solace video game.
Yeah.
Blows.
But I just
the Casino Royale video game blows.
But I feel like Marvel. People have a lot of love for like Marvel versus Capcom.
Sure.
I don't think it's good, but I know it's one of those things now that people have nostalgia for and they really like.
Yeah, sure.
But I feel like I never heard people be excited about superhero video games until the Arkham series. Uh-huh. And I don't, how old is that? Like 10 years old? 8 years old?
Oh, man. I played Arkham Asylum before I moved to LA. So it was probably 2008.
I mean, the first time I ever heard about it was 2010, I think. So I was probably late to the party.
09, 2010?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I bought that one when it came out, like the day it came out, because I was so excited about it. And I can't remember. Like, it blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
Blew me away. And then Arkham City, one of the best video games I've ever played in my entire life. So good.
There you go.
So good. You have a mid-air battle with Ra's al Ghul.
I thought you were going to say Robin. I don't know why I thought that.
Robin's in it. Robin's in the second one.
Tim, he has a cool action figure and I want it.
Tim Drake saves your life in Arkham City. Like, he just shows up and saves your life, and then you can play him and Nightwing in the bonus levels, mm-hmm. but you can't play them in the game. Whereas in Arkham Knight, okay, we'll finish this off. In Arkham Knight, I don't know if you know this, they have this thing called dual play.
I've heard about it, yeah.
So it's either you and Robin or you and Nightwing, and you're fighting, and in the middle of fighting, like, so if you're Batman, Nightwing's also fighting, you guys, it'll like an icon will show up, you can press a button. You'll switch to being Nightwing,
yeah.
And then Nightwing will team up with you, and you guys will do a combo move together. Like, and they call it like a dynamic duo attack.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's like, oh, so cool! Like, they're actually letting you team up as a duo. That's really neat.
Is there an Arkham Knight Batgirl action figure?
I bet you there will be one, because they've made an Arkham Knight action figure on everything.
Okay, then I need it.
There you go.
Add to my collection.
You need it to be extra.
Yep.
Cool. All right, well, that's it for this Geek History Lesson Extra. We hope you guys, this is a new thing. We don't quite know what it's going to be. We're just going to kind of let it be a random thought conversation, mm-hmm. like it went over based around the subject of what we talked about. Let us know in the comments on this post whether you like it, what you want us to talk more about. Do you like it to be more personal? Because we got pretty personal, and I kind of dig that. So you let us know. And we will listen. Thank you all, patrons, for supporting us.
Thank you.
You guys were awesome. We hope you enjoyed this lesson. We're going to see you for another exercise Geek History lesson next week.
Yes.
Adios, and be seeing you.